yachatz and lechem onim.
Good morning. It's a pleasure and a schus to be here, to have a chance to give a shiur in this wonderful program. It's an extra special schus to see so many familiar faces as well. Today we'll be discussing lechem onim and yachatz, and specifically that there is an interrelationship between matzah being called lechem onim and yachatz, and we'll see, Bezer Hashem will see, that according to some approaches, yachatz, which is not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara, ends up taking on a tremendous significance at the Seder. So let's begin with the Gemara, describing what exactly is the pshat of lechem onim. This is in source number one. The Torah refers to matzah as lechem onim, bread of affliction. Chazal offer three pshatim as to what the term lechem onim is supposed to mean. What does a lechem onim mean? This is the Gemara in Pesachim, source number one. It's the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Amar Shmuel, lechem onim, lechem she'on nelav dvarim. Tanya nami hachli, lechem onim, lechem she'on nelav dvarim harbi. So one pshat given is that ona means to speak, to respond, to answer. We say shomea ka'ona. If when a person says kiddush, he's motzi the people in his family in kiddush, so no one else is saying kiddush. How are they yotze kiddush? They yotze by listening. That's called shomea ka'ona. Hearing it is like saying it. So the root, ayin nun, ona, means to speak, to say, to respond. It's in the Torah as well, v'anisa v'amarta. So when the Torah refers to matzah, lechem onim, one pshat is, it's bread over which, it's matzah, over which we say many things, over which we tell the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem wants that when you tell the story, you have a visual aid. So you're supposed to tell the story over the matzah. That's the first pshat that the Gemara brings as to what lechem onim means. The second pshat, Dever Acher, lechem onim, aniksiv. Ma'ani shadaku v'prusa, avkan v'prusa. Oni is written without the vav, but just it can be read ani, poor man's bread. This is well known to us. Bread is matzah is poor man's bread. That just like a poor person gets a broken piece, berprusa, avkan berprusa. In general, a poor person who's asking for food, so people give him a broken piece. You don't give him a full loaf. Give him a broken piece. Also, poor people tend to save food for the next day. So the concept of having a broken piece is associated with an ani. So one shot of lechem onim is, it's poor man's bread, that it's a broken piece of matzah, as opposed to a whole loaf. We'll get back to these in a few minutes, Bezer Hashem. Dabar Acher, a third shot, Matarko Shalani Hu Masik Vishto Ofer, Avkan Nami Hu Masik Vishto Ofer. A poor person, he and his wife work together to bake the bread. This is an order Rashi explained to save money, that the husband starts the fire, gets the fire going, and right away, his wife starts baking the bread, baking the matzah, because if she waits a few minutes, the fire might go out, and he can't afford to light a new fire. So therefore, this idea teaches us to bake matzah quickly, carefully, that it shouldn't become chametz. So these are the three pshatim that the Gemara gives about what lechem onim means. Okay. Now, At the Seder, we have Akiras HaShulchan. Akiras HaShulchan is when you remove the Seder plate. This happens right after Halach Ma'anya. You've had Kadesh and Orchatz, and then you have Kadesh Orchatz, you have Yachatz, then Halach Ma'anya. And right after Halach Ma'anya, it's in the Gemara, that you're supposed to remove the Seder plate from the table. Nowadays, not everyone does this. Some achronim say nowadays we just cover the matzahs at this point. Not everyone actually removes the Seder plate. They just cover the matzahs. It's a little unclear why, but that's the minute. Why are you supposed to remove the Seder plate? This is one of the things we do to encourage our children to ask questions. At the Seder, it's to be focused on encouraging the kids to ask questions. So you take away the Seder plate, and the kids are supposed to ask, wait, why are we taking away the Seder plate? We haven't eaten yet. And then the answer is that at the Seder, there's a mitzvah to tell the story. And before we tell the story, before we eat, we have to tell the story. So that's the question and answer that's supposed to happen at Akiras HaShulchan. It's Karpas, Yachatz, Akiras HaShulchan, then you pour the second cup, and then that leads into the Manishtan. These are all the things we do that are different at the Seder to encourage our kids to ask questions, and one of them is Akiras HaShulchan. By the way, it's interesting that the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that at the Seder we're supposed to give out candies to our children, keep them awake and excited for the Seder. There are two customs when exactly to give out the candies. Some give out the candies when the Seder begins, already at the beginning of the Seder. And I heard from the Rav Nevensal Shlit and from the Old City, so he thought it's better to give out the candies here. At this point at the Seder, this is the point where all of the things we do at the Seder to get our kids excited and to ask questions is here. Right here, right before the Manishtana. First we do karpas, yachats, these are all different things. We take away the Seder plate, we pour the second cup. Why is there a second cup now? We only have one cup normally, a child is supposed to ask. Why a second cup? At this point, in the middle of all of the strange things, he thought that's the best place to give out the candies to the children. Some kids are machmer, they want the candies both times. Okay, that's it's a fair chumrah to have at the night of the Seder. But Rav Nevensal thought it fits better over here. All right. That's again, Akira's a shulchan, we don't always do this. A lot of people just cover the matzahs. I don't know, like in my family's minute was we just covered the matzahs here, but really the poskim say it's better to take away the Seder plate. And so one year I decided to try this at my parents' house. My parents know that we do things, the kids do things that are a little bit different. So at the Seder, so in middle of Magid, at this point, I got up one year, a few years ago, and I took away the Seder plate. And my mother says, "What are you doing? We haven't eaten yet." I said, "Mom, exactly. That's exactly what it says. That's Mama did. That's perfect." Because, you know, she didn't grow up this way. She never saw it. So I'm telling you, this works. If you try this, it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, it's better to take away the Seder plate and talk it. It's a big deal. You take it away. What's going on? Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So that's like, here's a Shulchan. You take away the Seder plate. It's one of the things we do to get the kids excited. Okay, that's in the Gemara. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's, it's here in source number 5, I think. It's in source number 5. Akiva Sashulchan is mentioned. In source number 5, at the end of Sifbav, in source number 5, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Vaz yitzaber asir me'al ha-shulchan, ulanicham b'sof ha-shulchan, kiu farachu, kidei shirei tenokos v'yishlum." All right, we take away the Seder plate. To the end of the table, off the table. And again, some of them say, nowadays we just cover the matzahs instead. Okay. Now, when do you bring the Seder plate back? When do you bring it back? So here, the Shulchan Aruch says, from the Rishonim, that you bring the Seder plate back immediately after the Manishtana. Again, in our Haggadahs, where we just cover the matzahs, so our Haggadahs say, if that's your custom, just uncover the matzahs. But if the Seder plate's off the table, you have the Manishtana, and then you bring it back right afterwards. That's in the Shulchan Aruch. Actually, no, let's not see it here. It's in the Tur, source number 2. The Tur here is quoting the earlier Rishonim, source number 2, on the second page of the Makoros. U'machzir ha-ka'ara sheba ha-matzos kidei shetel lefanov kishomer ha-agada kidamrinan lechem oni shonen le-dvarim v'gam shetel lefanov kishomer matzuzu marazu. So here, the Tur says that you bring the Seder plate back right away after the Manishtana, so that the Seder plate is on the table during Magid. Why? He quotes our Gemara, Lechem Oni. The Tur is quoting one of the Pshatim of the Gemara from Shmuel, that Lechem Oni means bread over which you tell the story, over which you say many things. So therefore, the Tur says the matzah is supposed to be on the table during Magid. So this is a very beautiful pshat. This is what's happening at the Seder. You take away the Seder plate, or you cover the matzahs before the Manishtana. That's one of the strange things we do at the Seder, to get the kids excited, interested, and to ask questions. What's happening over here? Why are we doing all these strange things tonight? I'm supposed to have the answers. Then, right after the Manishtana, you bring the Seder plate back, so when the father gives the answer, and tells the story of Sipri, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Seder plate is on the table. Why? That's a kiyum of a din d'oraisa, that lechem oni means bread over which you say many things. So the Seder plate is supposed to be on the table during Magid, right after the Manishtana. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch here says, this is in the end of source number 5. Source number 5 goes over to page 3. So in the second half of source number 5, it's actually the end of the first line on page 3 of the Makaros. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ukeshemaspil avadim hayinu lefaro, mapsir akaro, sheva matzos lefana v'kori kol ha'agada." And you return the seder plates to the table right after Manasana, before Magid, for Avadim Hayinu, as the Torah explains, so that it's there to tell the story over the matzah. Now, so that's what the Torah says. Now, it's interesting that there's a Tosfos that says something similar, and some Achronim quote Tosfos as saying the same thing as the Torah, but if you read Tosfos slowly and carefully, it doesn't flow so well that way. It seems that Tosfos is saying something a little bit different. So that's why I quoted the Torah straight. The Torah is very clear that you return the Seder plate in order to have the matzah there during Magid to tell the story over the matzah. That's a kiyum deraisa of lechem oni, of lechem shonam v'rim hargri. The famous Tosfos, it's here in source 10, the fourth page. Again, many Achronim quote this Tosfos saying it, but it seems to me it's not exactly what Tosfos says. So let's read it. Let's read it together. Source number 10. This is the famous Tosfos. Hevi lefan of matzah. Lefi she'akru ha'shulchan lefnei mishomer ha'agadah. Ve'osa ha'seder. Ketonei hevi lefan of matzah. You have to bring the matzah back to the person who's running the seder. Ve'akiras ha'shulchan hi, and the kiras ha'shulchan, the removing of the seder plate. Ve'deshisha la'ben va'aviv onolo. The son should ask, and the father should answer, Adan yevi l'shulchan lasos tibul sheni. We're going to bring the seder plate back to do a second tibul. And the son asks again, Ve'ben shol, amano bedun shtei pamim. This mamash leads to the manishtana. Tosfos is explaining, more specifically, that akiras ha'shulchan directly leads into the manishtana. You take away the seder plate. Why are you taking away the seder plate? We haven't eaten yet. So one answer is, that other achronim, other befarshim give is, you tell your children, tonight we have to tell the story first, and then we eat. Tosfos gives a more focused answer. You say to your son, oh, we're going to bring the Seder plate back eventually to do a second dipping. A second dipping? Why a second dipping? And this mamish leads into the manishtana. That's why Akiras HaShulchan fits right before the manishtana, because if you have this give and take, then the Akiras HaShulchan leads right into the manishtana, which is the next thing in the Seder. Then Tosfos says, Umiyad kisha okrin machzirin lefanav. Right away you bring it back. V'hamatzev amaru olav. Why? Now this is interesting. She'arei tzarich lomar behagada matza zu maror zeh u'kide omar lechem oni shon l'lav v'rim harke. See, the last line of Tosfos is what the Torah says, but Tosfos puts something else in. Tosfos says, you bring the Seder plate there in order to say matza zu maror zeh. That's why you bring the Seder plate back, in order that it's there at the end of Magid. Now this is at the end of Magid. At the end of Magid, we say, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, there are three things that you have to say at this, and you say, matzah, zuh, maror, why do we eat matzah, why do we eat maror? And you point to the matzah and the maror. That's at the end of Magid. So Tosfos says, you bring the Seder plate back in order to say matzah, zuh, maror, which is at the end of Magid. Then he says, as it says, Lech and Shana Graham Harvey, you have to have the matzah there to tell the story over the matzah. But it doesn't flow so well. Tosfos is clearly talking about bringing the Seder plate back at the beginning of Magid. So why does he throw in matzah zeh marzeh, which is the end of Magid? This is not so smooth in Tosfos. This is not like what the Torah says. The Bach on the Torah quotes the Smach, who's very clear that you bring the Seder plate back in order that the matzah is there to tell the story over the matzah. Here Tosfos says, it sounds like you bring the matzah back in order that it's there. It's that you bring the Seder plate back, so it's there for later, when you at the end of Magid, when you say matzah zeh, maror zeh, that it's on the table, as it says, lechem shonu advarim harbe. It's a little bit unclear exactly the flow. It doesn't sound like exactly what the Torah says. Had Tosfos been what the Torah says, then he would have left out the matzah zeh, maror zeh. What appears to be the pshat in Tosfos, and this is how the Bach learns, the Bach doesn't say this in Tosfos, but he's saying it in general in this topic, and it fits with Tosfos perfectly. This is the Bach in source number 3. Again, I discussed this Tosfos with Rav Nevensal Shlita, and he thought that the pshat of Tosfos really goes with the Bach. You see, it's Tosfos sounds like that when the Torah, when the Gemara says matzah is lechem oni, lechem shalem dvarim harbe, and this is where what Tosfos says here, we'll get to later, like the Rav Zatzal said this as a possible shot in the Rambam. It sounds like Tosfos is saying as follows. Lechem oni means it's the bread over which you tell the story, but it means over which you tell the essential, the critical part of the story. Matzah zu, maror zu. Right, the Mishnah tells us that the main part of Magid is Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. These are the three things you have to say at the Seder to be Yotzei of the Mitzvah of Sipu Yitzi, of the Pasha Trout, of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why do we eat the Karban Pesach? Why do we eat the Matzah? Why do we eat the Pesach Zu, Matzah Zu, Maror Zu? That's at the end of Magid. So it sounds like that as opposed to what we saw on the tour and the smock, that lechem oni means you tell the whole story beginning to end over the matzah. It sounds like Tosfos is saying lechem oni means you have to tell the critical part of the story over the matzah, the crucial part, the matzah zu, the maror zu. So really, you only need the seder plate there at the end of Magid. But Tosfos clearly says machzir miyad. So here the Bach says, and this is the Bach on the tour. The Bach says you bring it back earlier to make sure you don't forget to bring it back later. That's how the Bach learns. That's how the Bach learns. Let's read it inside. It's the last two lines of the Bach. He's discussing at a different point here, but what the Bach is saying relates directly to how our words of Tosfos are read. Source number three, the last two and a half lines, Klomar. Me'achar shal koponim, sarich shetei lefanov, kishiyomer matzah zu b'chulei. V'shema yishkach mi lehavia lefanov b'yemsa kriyas ha'agad, lekach tov she'achzer kar lefanov kodem she'askal agadah, v'kachu amin. That's how the Bach explains this idea. And again, this is what Rabbi Emetzal thought, that this is the pshat in Tosfos, because if Tosfos meant what the Tur says, and what the Smach says, then why is Tosfos mentioning matzah zu, maror zu? The whole story is over Magid, and again, it's a little difficult because Tosfos is discussing why you're going to say to play back immediately, and he quotes the end of Magid. So l'chora Tosfos is a similar but a different approach to why the Seder plate is brought back immediately. That you need it to be there for the end of Magid, and the way the Bach learned, it's brought back earlier just to be sure that it's there to be safe. You don't forget to bring back later. That's how the Bach learns. All right. So again, some Achronim learn Tosfos like the tour, but I think Tosfos fits a little better with the flow of the Bach. All right. So we have the tour and the smach say, you have the Seder plate on the table during Magid because of Lech and Shonet Barim Harbor. This becomes the basis for a minhag which the Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes a minhag to uncover the matzahs during most of Magid. This is in the Ramah. This is the Ramah here. It's at the end of source 5. Near the top of the third page. The Ramah begins on the fourth line of the third page, and he quotes different minhagim. And the very last line of the Ramah in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, V'yiha pas megula b'shah she'omer ha'agadah ad l'fichach. And the bread should be uncovered, the matzah is uncovered during most of Magid until the l'fichach, sholches al kos b'yado, v'ozichas ha'apas. And then you cover the bread later. Rosh Hashem will get back to that later. So the Ramah says, make sure the matzah is uncovered during most of Magid. Why? So the Gra here says very briefly, Kedarko, very brief, the Gra, source number 6, the Gra, Sif Katan Mem Ches, the Gra writes, V'yapas, V'chule, K'mo She'kosuv Sham, this is a bit of a, I think it's a misprint, She'onin Alav Tavarin. The tough there is supposed to be a Vav Nun. She'onin Alav Tavarin. Bread over which you say things. So the Gra is explaining that this Ramah, to uncover the matzahs, is an extension of what we've seen till now. The Tur says, have the matzah on the table during Magid. The Ramah goes further, uncover the matzah, that you can actually see it, that you have to see it. So when you uncover the matzahs during Magid, That's a kiyum of a din d'oraisa that you're saying, you're telling the story over the matzah. So that gra is very exciting. The gra here is explaining this comment of the Rama. So a minhag, so you should uncover the matzah. The gra is saying, no, that minhag has a kiyum d'oraisa that based on the pasuk that the matzah should be uncovered during Magid. So this is the standard approach to what goes on in our Siddurim. We take away the Seder plates, we have the Manishtana, it's brought back right away after the Manishtana. The matzahs are uncovered, all because of what we saw earlier, Lechem, Shonot Vrayim Harbe, that it's the matzah over which you tell the story, that the matzah is there on the table, and it's uncovered during Magid. That's a kiyum of a din d'oraisa, the way the Gra quotes the Limud. That's how we run our Siddur. Okay. The Rambam is different. The Rambam is different. In source number 7, this is the Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. It's on the third page of the Makaros. The Rambam has a different approach here. Let's see. So in Halacha Beis, the Rambam mentions Akiras HaShulchan. Look in the second line. Actually, we'll start from the beginning. Beginning of Halacha Beis. Masu Mavarak Berpi Adama Bokeh Yarak Metabolos Obacharosis. Biochel Kazayas. Here the Rambam has his own unique opinion. The Rambam holds, number one, eat a Kazayas of Karpas. That's not the practice of most people, Bizman Azeh. The Gra did that, but unless you follow the Minhag Yagra, most of us Badafki eat less than Kazayas of Karpas. And two, the Rambam says to dip the Karpas in the Charosis, which is also not the common practice nowadays. Rav Soloveitchik had a lot to say about these two ideas of the Rambam. Everyone needs a kazayas. Okay. Then, you take away the Seder plate. As we saw, the Gemara says, take away the Seder plate that we discussed already. Then, pour the second cup. And the child asks his questions. The Rambam goes on, the Rav here pointed out another diuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam sounds like that after the child asks his questions, the head of the Seder says the Manishtana. So that's what it sounds like in the Rambam. And the Rav explained that the word ma doesn't have to mean a question. Why do we do this? Why do we do this tonight? What are we doing tonight? But it could be an exclamation. Manishtana halayla hazeh. How different is tonight from other nights? That you're supposed to tell the story in that exciting way. It sounds like in the Rambam that after the child asks whatever he asks, the one who leads the Seder repeats the Manishtana. Okay. And the Rambam goes on and he asks the Manishtana. And he quotes all the questions of the Manishtana. Okay. Then, in Halacha Dalid, the Rambam writes, in Halacha Gimel, Bizman Azeh Einu Omer Ba'alayla Zeh Kulo Tzli Sheinu Lanu Karban. When you talk about the Karban Pesach, you don't say Kulo Tzli because we don't have a Karban. Okay. U'maskul B'gnuz B'korei Ad Shegomer Doresh Parshas Aram Rabbi Kulo. And you tell the whole story of Yisir B'tzias Mitzrayim and you darshan the Parsha of Rami Rabbi Rabbi. That's Halacha Gimel. Then Halacha Dalid, etc. The Rambam is explicit. You bring the Seder plate back at the end of Magid, right before Amar Gamliel, the three things you have to say at the Seder, Pesach Zu, Matzah Zu, Maror Zeh, that's when you bring back the Seder plate. It's clear in the Rambam that the Seder plate is not on the table during Magid. It's not there. It's crystal clear in the Rambam. So the Rav pointed out, this is, I'm quoting here from Siach HaGrid, in source number 9, read it in a second, Bezat Hashem, that the simple pshat in the Rambam is that apparently, this is the simpler pshat in the Rambam apparently didn't paskin the pshat in the Gemara that lechem oni is lechem shanel v'rayim harbet. We saw the three pshatim in the Gemara. One pshat is that it's poor man's bread, it's a broken piece of bread. The Rambam does quote that. I didn't put it in the Makaros, but the Rambam quotes, you have a broken piece of matzah at the Seder, and because of ma darko shonig aprusa. So apparently the Rambam held that when the Gemara brings three pshatim as to what lechem oni means, the three pshatim argue on each other. And the Rambam therefore quotes, the Rambam quotes the pshat of the broken piece of matzah, we'll get to it later, Bez Hashem. And the Rambam apparently doesn't have the limud of lechem shonu dvarim harbe. And that's why for the Rambam, the matzah doesn't have to be on the table during Magid. He doesn't mention it. Let's see it inside. It's source number 9. Source number 9 is the bottom of the 7th paragraph of source number 9, the very bottom of page 3. This is from the Sefer Siach HaGrid. It was written up by the Rav's grandson, Yitzhak Wittgenstein, based on takes of the Rav on the Haggadah. Ulam HaRambam, Cholik al Vatosfos, Besover, Te'ein Chozen Es HaShulchan, Lovanim Hayinu, El Rav Lefnei Shomer, Rav Gamliel Hoya Omer, Yotze, Lefishitas HaRambam, Te'ein Kol HaGadah, Nemeres al HaMatzah, it's not there. V'tzaruchim, Halo Darshin, Alechem Shona Verim Harbin, how do I ignore the Gemara? The Nireh, the Sover HaRambam, the Drasha Zu Shinuya B'machlokas, Tinayin Sham the Gemara, Darshin and Lechem Oni, we're turned over to the 4th page. Lechem Shona Verim Harbin, that's one shot of the Gemara. Besu, and furthermore, Darshin and Sham the Gemara, Shtevers Sacheros, Chado, the Matzah B'leil HaSeder, Tzvichol Yos Prusa, B'dafka, Mishlin Vesim Lechem Oni, V'darko Shoni B'Prusa, V'su Darshinan, D'tarach Yehu Masik Vishto Ofer, K'dei Lumar Afiyas HaMatzah, Shotach Mitzkmo Shani Mamahir. That we saw at the beginning of this year, the fifth Shatim in the Gemara. Im Kain, Yesh Lomar, Desover HaRambam, Tahanach Shroshos Chalukos Hema, they argue on each other. The Rambam sounds like they argue, they don't agree. They're exclusive. Uposek HaRambam, Keman to Amar, Ma Darko Shonei B'Prusa, Kemoshkasev Lachavav, to Belel HaSeder, Ein Mevarchum Alechem Mishnah, Mishnah Darko Shonei B'Prusa, Yotze Lefizeh, the Ladas HaRambam, Ein HaGadah Tzvich HaLamar HaLamatzah. The Rambam argues, and everything we said till now, the Rambam holds you don't have to tell the story over the matzah. He doesn't accept that halacha. The Rambam never quotes that shot of Lechem Shonei Dvarim Harbe. It's not in the Rambam. The Keva, the Darshin, the matzah, Tzvichu Yos Prusa, Memele, the low Darshin, and Lechem Shonei Dvarim Harbe. And therefore the matzah is not there. Aye, then how come you return the Seder plate at all? Why does the Rambam say in Halacha Dalet, you return the Seder plate before the end of Magid? So the Rav tells you why. Pashut Shat. Let's continue with the end of Source 9. El Adim Kein Tzarech Liyum. Lam Mavzirin Es HaShulchan Klal. Hari Leika Din Tzuchim Omar Sagad Ala Matzah. Why is it there at all? Bula Materetz Pashut. Tisa V'Gmar. The Gemara says, Tikish Omar Matzah Zu Mara Zeh Tzarech Adbi Asa Matzah Vesa Mara. B'chein Pasak HaRambam. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam holds you have to bring the Seder plate back not because of Lechem Oni, Lechem Shonei Dvarim Harbe. No, the Seder plate has to be there so that when you get to Matzah Zu Mar Zeh, you lift up the matzah, you lift up the mar, it has to be on the table so you can fill that din. That's a separate din of pointing and picking up the matzah and the mar. So this seems to be a very smooth, beautiful pshat in the Rambam that the other Rishonim, Rov Rishonim hold that these two drashas agree with each other. They're different angles, but we accept both of them halachu l'maisa. And we accept that matzah has to be a broken piece, ma'adak shonei b'prusa, and we also accept lechem shonei dvarim harbe, and therefore the matzah is broken, and it's on the table during magid. But the Rambam says no, the Rambam seems to only accept the idea of the matzah being a prusa, being a broken piece, and he doesn't accept the other din of lechem shonei dvarim harbe. That's how the Rav explains Shitas HaRambam. Okay. Well, that's that pshat that of the Gemara, that matzah is called lechem oni, lechem shonei dvarim harbe. Now let's talk about yachatz. And we'll see that one angle on yachatz that the Rav developed also, it ends up fitting in very well with what we said already till now in the discussion between Tosfos and the Rambam. What is yachatz all about? Why do we do yachatz? Yachatz is not explicitly mentioned in the Gemara, but it's part of the Seder, it's in the Rishonim. What exactly is yachatz all about? You break the middle matzah. Why are we doing this exactly? And You can ask two questions. Why are we doing yachatz at all? And why is yachatz at that point in the Seder? Right there, right before the Halach Ma'anya, we do yachatz. Why? Well, so the Tur mentions yachatz, and the Beis Yosef brings three standard pshatim. Why we do yachatz? It's here, sources 11 and 12. This is the sources for yachatz. Source 11. The Tur quotes yachatz. V'yifzenu l'shtayim. Shnayim, you break apart the matzah into two. V'yitein chetzel l'yechem min ha-masubin l'shomer l'afikomen. V'nosim l'shtachat ha-mapa. Okay. You do yachatz and you put aside half for the afikomen. This is yachatz. And that's right before halach ma'anya. Why? So the Beis Yosef quotes three pshatim. V'nosim osa tachas ha-mapa ze'echul ma'ashos ken kasav ha-rokeach. Okay. Kasav ha-kolba ha-minhag de-lechalka kodem shikra ha-gada kidei she-yomar aleho halach ma'anya. So we'll get back to this kolbo in a few minutes, Bezat Hashem, but Pashup Shat, Yachatz introduces Halach Ma'anya. That's what he says. We're about to say Halach Ma'anya, and poor man's bread, bread of affliction, poor man's bread, and that is the introduction to Magid. So therefore, as we're about to say Halach Ma'anya, this is the bread of affliction. We break the matzah, so we're pointing to the bread, to the poor man's bread. This is the matzah of the Seder. Halach Ma'anya, the broken piece, slaves, poor people, so they eat broken pieces of bread. So the Kolbo says that we do yachatz as we're about to introduce Halach Ma'anya. We'll see later. Maybe you can read more into the Kolbo. We'll see, but that's what the Kolbo says. Pashup Shat. Ve'yesh omrim a different shot. Or this could be something else we do at the Seder to encourage our kids to ask questions. Why are we hiding the matzah now? This chat also fits very well. We saw earlier already, this section of the Seder is the section where what? We do all the things to encourage our kids to ask questions. Right? We do, karpas is different. And yachatz is different, and halach ma'anya is different, and then akiras ha-shulchan, and you pour the second cup. All these things are different. So according to the Yesh Omer of the Beis Yosef, yachatz is something else we do, strange, to encourage the kids to ask questions at the Seder, and it's at the right spot of the Seder, right there, as we're about to introduce, we're about to start the manishtam. That's a second shot. Okay. A third shot, a third shot, v'yesh omrim kidei shelo yiru v'yochu osa toch asuda b'shogeg v'oyeh lo od matzah mishumeres v'achrona v'icha matzino osa, because we're afraid that if the matzah is there, you might eat it. You might finish all the matzah. Have nothing left for the afikomen. There's a mitzvah we'll get to later. A mitzvah to eat the afikomen, the rabbanan. Some say it might be the araisa. So we're afraid you leave over the matzah. If you don't put the matzah aside, you won't have any matzah left for the end of Magid. These are three pshatim of the Beis Yosef. You know, there's a concern. You eat a lot of matzah. This is interesting. I don't think this is pshat in what the Beis Yosef is saying, but it's interesting. You know, we know there's a mitzvah to eat one kazayis of matzah at the Seder. Okay, and that's the chiyuv. The rest of Pesach is a rishus. The rest of Pesach pashat pshat in the Gemara. There's no chiyuv to eat matzah after the first. After the Seder, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you have Lechem Mishnah, you're going to have matzah for Lechem Mishnah. But that's not a mitzvah, sechilas matzah per se, that's a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. The Gra held differently. The Gra held, is a famous Gra, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, the end of Siman Tov Ayin Hey. The Gra held that no, the Gemara doesn't mean there's no mitzvah of matzah all 7 days of Pesach. The Gemara still uses the word Rishus. The Gemara means there is a mitzvah, but it's not obligatory. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, that if you eat the matzah the rest of Pesach, one fulfills a mitzvah deraisa. When the Gemara uses the word rishus, it doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah. It means that it's a rishus as opposed to a chova. The first night you must eat a kazayis of matzah at the Seder, and the rest of Pesach you don't have to. But if you eat matzah the rest of Pesach, then you fulfill a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah kiyumis. It's brought down that the Gra ate Shalosh Shittos on the last day of Yom Tov of Pesach. There's no din of Shalosh Shittos on Yom Tov normally. And the Gro, instead of eating after Pesach was over, would move that meal up to on Pesach itself. And you have Shalashidus, the last day of Yom Tov of Pesach. Why? This is the reason. He wanted a chance to have another mitzvah deraisa. The Gro didn't eat so much. And the Gro wanted to have a mitzvah deraisa, to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of eating with the matzah. He moved the meal up to eat Shalashidus on the Yom Tov of on the last day of Pesach, Shmini Shel Pesach. That's the Gro. It's interesting. Because according to this Gro, it's a good idea at least to eat a Kazai Samatz every day of Pesach. It's a good idea. It's a mitzvah kiyum, it's der rice. And now, you know, so one of at least one of the meals has matzah, you know, as a whole Kazai of matzah. And the truth is, according to this Gro, it makes sense to eat a lot of matzah over Pesach. You know, every Kazai is a mitzvah der rice. So again, I once asked Rav Nevensol, according to this Gro, Rav Nevensol is known for trying to do things exactly right. I said, according to this Gro, maybe a person should organize his eating over Pesach to basically eat as much matzah as possible, and everything else, not so much. It's lots of matzah. So on the spot, he answered, there's also mitzvah deraisa of Simchas Yom Tov. And if all he did was eat matzah for 8 days, I'm not sure he'd have the greatest Simchas Yom Tov. It's a... If you know Rav Nevensol Shlita, it's a classic answer. So I wouldn't advise doing that, but the idea, at least the kazayis of that, that's the way. Anyway, so if you have that grow, you might finish the matzah. Every kazayis is a mitzvah. So then you have nothing left over for the afikomen. Okay. That's a third reason for yachas. Okay. But then there's a fourth reason. And this fourth reason, this is the reason which the Rav would say over. It's quoted in the different Haggadahs from the Rav. And it's actually said already in the Shulchan Aruch Harav of the Baal HaTanya. This is a fourth reason for Yachatz. And this fourth reason for Yachatz brings together the first half of the shiur with Yachatz. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And again, the Rav says exactly the same thing. Shulchan Aruch Harav is source 13. And this is in the Rav in the beginning of source 9 as well. Okay. Shulchan Aruch Harav says... Umiksasa Hasheni Sarah Zero Kaira Vilitano Sabatokshtam Matos Ashlenos Kidelomer Ot Kidelomar Olav Hagoda Lifishat Sarich Lomar Hagoda Almatza Hara Ui Latseis by the Chovoso Shinemar Tokal Olav Matas Lechem Oni Vidarshu Chachamim Shona Verim Harbe Umitok Shinemar Lechem Oni Chaser Vov Darshu Chachamim Lechem Ani Madar Chani Prusa Akam Prusa Shamatza Shayotze Tzvo Yidei Chavos Leitei Shem O Prusa VeAleha Yomer HaAgada. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is saying that the reason we do Yachatz before the Seder is to set before Magid is to set up a combined kiyum of two of the limudim of what Lechem Oni means. Lechem Oni is bread over which you tell the story. And lechem oni means a broken piece. You're supposed to tell the story over what? Over the appropriate matzah for the mitzvah, over the broken piece. That's what's happening here. The din is, tell the story over the matzah. Good. Which matzah? The appropriate matzah. At the Seder, what is the mitzvah, what is the appropriate matzah for a mitzvah deraisa at the Seder? The broken piece of matzah. So the reason why you do yachatz before Magid, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, is in order to fulfill both ideas at the same time. That I'm telling the story of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim over the appropriate piece of matzah, the broken piece, which is the piece I'm going to use to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of matzah. He quotes both limudim. This is very exciting. So now yachatz becomes something which we do, which sets up a combined fulfillment of two limudim, two kiyumim deraisa, both pshatim of what lechem oni means, come together within yachatz. And this is what the Rav said as well. This is a beautiful approach to yachatz. Once you see the Shulchan Aruch Harav, now you can go back to the Kolbo that the Beis Yosef quotes. And it is possible, you can argue about this, maybe the Kolbo meant this as well. Let's go back to the Beis Yosef and see the kolbo. Kosef HaKolbo, the first line of Source 12. Haminag l'halchalkam kodem shikra agada kidei shiyomer aleha halach ma'anya ma'alu ani b'prusa akam b'prusa. He quotes halach ma'anya. Now halach ma'anya is the introduction to Magid. So it is not impossible, this is conjecture, it's not impossible to say that maybe the Kolbo meant this as well. That the Kolbo said to say the story of Magid, aleha, he uses the word aleha, to tell the story on it, halach ma'anya, meaning the beginning of Magid, leading into Magid. So it could be, once you see what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says and what the Rav says, it could be that when the Kolbo mentions halach ma'anya, he means halach ma'anya as the introduction to all of Magid, and maybe this idea is really already found in the Kolbo as well. Again, because he uses the language k'dei shiyomar aleha halach ma'anya. He uses aleha, the lechem shonu alav dvarim harbim. So it could be already this idea is hinted at in the Kolbo himself. Oh. Now, with this approach of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in which and what Rav Soloveitchik said as well, now we can maybe go back and have another deep Havana in the Shitas HaRambam. It's interesting. The Rambam doesn't have Yachas the way we have it. If you notice, when we read through the Rambam, the Parakles, Lachas, Beis, through Dalit, he doesn't mention Yachas there. The Rambam has Yachas. I think I forgot to put this on the Koros. Yeah, the Rambam has Yachas right before you eat the matzah. Again, you can see it by omission. Back in source number seven, when the Rambam is discussing the whole Seder, right? He starts with, we read Parpas, and Akiras HaShulchan, and the Manishtana, and the head of the Seder repeats the Manishtana, and he goes through the Manishtana, and then you tell the story, then Halacha Dalud, Umachzer HaShulchan, you bring the table back, and you say, Pesach, Se'esh, and Ochin, why do we eat the current Pesach? And then you get, and the Moor, and then Matzah, you pick up the Moor, you pick up the Matzah, etc. There's no Yachatz there. Again, later on, the Rambam mentions Yachatz right before Hamotzi Alkilos Matzah. Very interesting. Why? Why does the Rambam not have Yachatz where we have it in the Seder? So the Rav said that if you take this approach to Yachatz, this approach that the reason why we do Yachatz before Magid is why? Is in order to have this combined fulfillment of the two limudim of what lechemoni means. That you want to tell the story over the broken piece of matzah. Because we accept both pshatim, the combined kiyum of a deraisa, it fits beautifully why the Ram doesn't have Yachatz. Because the Rambam doesn't have the limud at all of lechemoni meaning what? Lechem, son of Abraham Harbin. He doesn't have it. The Rambam holds the Seder, but it's off the table for Magid. So the Rav said, and this fits very beautifully, that if you take this approach to Yachatz, then the Rambam's mamash l'shitaso. How come we do Yachatz before Magid? Because we want to tell the story. Lechem shalom onu l'vareim harbe. We want to tell the story of Magid over the matzah. Over which matzah? The appropriate matzah, the matzah smitzvah, the broken piece of matzah. That's why we do Yachatz before Magid. But according to the Rambam, there's no din, there's no chiyuv to tell the story over the matzah in the first place. The Seder place is off the table during Magid. That's not there at all. So it makes a lot of sense that the Rambam holds, when do you do Yachatz? Before you eat the matzah. The halacha is, the matzah has to be a broken piece of matzah. So right before Hamotzi, right before Achilas Matzah, you break the matzah in order to do Yachatz. So it's a very attractive pshat. That if you take this approach of why we do Yachatz before Magid, it fits very well. The Rambam Lishitaso doesn't have Yachatz until the end of Magid. Okay, that's what the Rav said as well to explain the Shitas Rambam about Yachatz. The Rav had another chatim with the Shitas Rambam for Yachatz. You see, Yachatz could be a din in Hilchos Brachos of Petzias Hapas. That's another approach. That Yachatz specifically fits before you eat the bread at that time. So there are different approaches to this idea. But one of the approaches he had was that the reason why for the Rambam Yachatz is later is because there's no reason to have Yachatz before. Okay. So far we've seen that that based on the idea that lechem oni means bread over which you say many things, you tell the story, we have a dual kiyum, a combined fulfillment of two inyanim deraisa in yachas. That we break the middle matzah, so that you tell the story, lechem shonu v'ram harbe, over the broken piece, madar shonu v'prusa. So far it's two kiyum deraisa. Then there is another very brief gra, and this gra might create for us, express for us, teach us, a third aspect of Yachatz, possibly a third kiyum, even deraisa. So the second half of the matzah you put away. You put away the second half of the matzah. Okay, why? Well, you put it away, and it's a half a piece, and you put it away, you know, save it for the afikoman. So why is that matzah half a piece? Well, that's because if you had a whole piece to start with, you break it in half, you put half on the table in front of you, what's left over is the other half. Okay? It's like the leftover. But the Gra points out, it's not just the leftover. It's specifically another half. Look here in the Gra, source number 6. And again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this language of the Gra. And the more recent Achronim have quoted this Gra. When you see this Gra, it jumps out at you. That Yachatz is doing something else as well. Source number 6, the Gra, in the letter Lamed Vav, V'yitein Chetzia, you put away the second half of the matzah for later. Why? Sheshtei achilo she'ocha l'shei matzah yehei deprusa. That both times you eat matzah at the Seder for the mitzvah of matzah should be a broken piece. The Gra is saying that the other half of the matzah for the afikoman, it's not just it happens to be the leftover half. It's specifically a half, a broken piece. Why? Because when you eat the afikoman, that's another mitzvah sachilas matzah. We'll see in a minute that might be a mitzvah there, but might be a mitzvah there raisa. Eating the afikoman is a mitzvah sachilas matzah. So since the Torah says that matzah is lechem oni, matzah is poor man's bread. It's a broken piece of bread. Whenever you eat matzah at the Seder, and you're fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas matzah, you want it to be a broken piece of matzah. So the second half of the afikoman is vidafka, broken piece, because when you eat the afikoman, you're fulfilling another mitzvah, achilas matzah. Now it's not clear in the Gra whether he means a mitzvah achilas matzah midrabanan, or maybe even a mitzvah achilas matzah midaraisa. See, this is a really interesting discussion in the Rishonim. So we normally assume that when are we yotzei the mitzvah deraisa of matzah at the Seder? The first matzah. You make the bracha alchilas matzah, you take a piece of matzah roughly the size of Montana, that's a mitzvah deraisa of matzah, it's a big piece, okay. And then for koreach, it's a smaller piece of mitzvah, and okay, that's the mitzvah deraisa of matzah, okay. Now, afikomen, okay, that's what we normally assume. But some rishonim hold that your yotzei the mitzvah deraisa of matzah when you eat the afikomen. Again, I don't have this in the source sheets here, but in the Rashbam, near the end of Pesachim, Kuf Yod Testament Beis, and there's a long Tosfos, it's worthwhile to go through this Tosfos, on Kuf Kafam and Aleph, near the end of the Masechta, he raises both possibilities. How exactly do you view the Afikomen? You see, why do we have the Afikomen? So some say it's a Zecher to the Korban Pesach, that they had at the end of the meal. But some Rishonim say, at the end of the meal, they would eat the Korban Pesach with the matzah. And that was when they fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa of matzah. So the Rashbam seems to say, and Tosfos seems to say, he says, the ikar mitzvah's matzah is the afikoman, because we are eating the matzah at the end of the meal, just like they ate the matzah with the Karban Pesach, which was their ikar mitzvah's achilas matzah. And therefore, it sounds like in those Rishonim, that you fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of matzah at the end, when you eat the afikoman. The Sfarim say that when you make the brachas before you eat the matzah, you're supposed to have in mind, I have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa whenever it's supposed to be done. Meaning, whatever the appropriate chita is, either the first matzah or the last matzah. Some of the Haggadahs point this out. Some of the halacha, the Sfarim that have the halachas of the Seder point out that some hold that the mitzvah deraisa of matzah you fill at the end of matzah. You see, Tosfos and the Rashbam are bothered by a question. How come you say the bracha of achilas matzah at the beginning of the meal? That's the question. They say, if the Ikar Mitzvah Matzah is the Apikomen, then how come you say the bracha at the beginning of the meal? And they give whatever answer they give. So you see from the question that the Rishonim ask, that it sounds like they're assuming you're Yotzei the Mitzvah, the Raisa Matzah at the end of Magid, and for some reason you say the bracha earlier. That's what it sounds like. Well, so now with this grah, it could be, it's unclear, it could be what the grah is saying. We eat matzah twice at the Seder. We eat matzah at the beginning, Alchilas matzah, and at the Afikoman. And both times you're fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. The first matzah is probably deraisa. Afikoman might be a mitzvah derabanan of matzah, or it might be a mitzvah deraisa. So the grah here is saying that you want that both times you eat matzah, you're eating a broken piece. So according to the grah, when we do yachatz, this is a third kiyum deraisa, which we're setting up with yachatz. Yachatz now takes on tremendous significance. We're doing yachatz before Magid in order to have the broken piece ready, to keep the broken piece for the mitzvah d'rasa b'ilas matzah, and to have the broken piece there in order to tell the story over the matzah. And we do yachatz then, and we save the other half of the matzah, so at the end of Magid, the afikoman is also a broken piece. And that's a mitzvah, at least meter of one of b'ilas matzah, or a mitzvah d'araisa. We're machmer on this, having a broken piece of matzah for afikoman. By the time you get the afikoman back after it's been hidden, it's crunched up, it's matzah meal probably, whatever it is, okay. Whatever it is, it's a mamash, a very broken piece. So we have that chumra. But you have to know, take it very seriously. When you eat the afikoman, it's not just the little piece you get, the broken piece you get. You're supposed to eat a shear. The sfarim give the shear for the afikoman. Most of the sfarim say the shear for the afikoman should be roughly the same as the shear for the first mitzvah of chilas matzah deraisa. It's a very serious mitzvah of achilas matzah, maybe either midrabanan or possibly midaraisa. So that's a very, very potent grah, very short, very potent grah, that the grah is saying that the second half is set aside. So the second matzah also is a mitzvah achilas matzah with a prusa. Okay. So we saw today the mitzvah, the idea that matzah is called lechem oni. We saw three pshatim what lechem oni meant, and one of the pshatim, lechem oni varim harbe, is the source for our custom of where the seder plate is during Magid, and uncovering the matzahs during Magid as well. We also discussed yachatz, and the relationship of these two ideas, lechem oni and yachatz. Maybe just before closing, so for one idea, it's a halachic idea with a very powerful Agadic or Jewish message as follows. That Ramah that we saw here at the end of Source 5, the Ramah explains the Ramah at the top of the third page of the Makarwa sheets. The Ramah writes, via pas magule, b'sheshom ragal adoficha, that the matzah is uncovered during Magid. That we know. When is matzah covered? L'shoches akos b'yadov ha'oz yichasa ha'pas. Whenever you pick up the matzah, you're supposed to cover. Well, excuse me. Whenever you pick up the wine at the seder, for whatever the reason is, there's the minhagim. We pick up the cup of wine at the seder several times during Magid. You cover the matzah. Okay, that's the Ramah quotes. Why? So the Rishonim quote from the Yerushalmi. It shouldn't be embarrassed. Lo yiraboshta. You don't want to embarrass the matzah. Matzah. The bracha is hamotzi. The bracha of hamotzi is more. It's significant than the bracha of yayin, which should come first. So it's a little embarrassing to the matzah that we haven't said hamotzi yet, and you're lifting up the cup of wine. This is one of the reasons we cover the bread when we say kiddush during the year. Why is the bread covered when you say kiddush? So one of the reasons is it's embarrassing to the bread that the bread is hamotzi and the wine is a geffen, and therefore, and to make a bracha on the wine first, it's a little embarrassing to the bread. Okay. So last we checked, bread and matzah are inanimate and don't have feelings. So it's an interesting din in the Yerushalmi. So Merebi Rav Shechter Shlita, he says this over all the time, that the simple pshat of this Yerushalmi is pashat, that we're not worried about the emotions and the feelings of the bread and the matzah. We're worried about how we treat people. And we're supposed to take a mushel from this, that if a person is supposed to be careful for the non-existent, quote-unquote, feelings of bread and matzah at the table, that certainly we have to be careful how we treat other people people with real feelings, with dignity and with respect. This is similar to the famous idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he did the makos, he wouldn't do the makos that had to do with the land and the water, because the land and the water helped him, Hakaras HaTov. So we're supposed to take a lesson from this, that when we cover the matzahs at the Seder, it should be teaching us a message, treat people with dignity. Treat people with respect. We're treating the matzah with respect here. Certainly people, they tell over a story, and the story, it's the opposite of this idea, but it makes the point that a big rabbi came to a town in Europe, and one of the balabatim there had the schluss of that this rabbi would stay at his house. Comes back after shul to eat at his house. He's come back after shul Friday night, and he comes in, and somehow this balabas, his wife, that Friday night didn't have it all together, and things were a mess in the house, and somehow when he came in, the house wasn't ready for the meal. So the challahs weren't covered. So this person, he was embarrassed that maybe this big rav would think, oh, I don't know the din. He's supposed to cover the bread, you know, at the Shabbos table for Kiddush. So he yells at his wife, don't you know you have to cover the bread when you have to cover the bread before Kiddush, and that's the halakha. So here he is embarrassing his wife in front of this big rav because of this din of covering the bread in front of the wine, to treat it with proper respect. So they tell over such a story, and it's something we have to learn from. That when you see the challah cover Friday night, and when you cover the matzahs at the Seder, we're supposed to think about, we have people here at the Seder, we have family members, and we have children, and we have guests, and you know, you don't want to let, you know, we want to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Seder, and the mitzvahs derais, the mitzvahs derabanan, and we don't want to let our zeal fulfilling the mitzvahs, sometimes you know, you get angry, you get annoyed at people, you don't want that to happen. And looking at the challah cover, and looking at the covered matzahs, should remind us to treat everyone at the Seder with dignity, with respect. And that's the depth of what Rama is saying, that when you lift up the wine, you cover the matzahs at the Seder. Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Shrei Ginsberg. Have a chag kosher sameach.